Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Amanda Love. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Gary.
So Amanda is secretary on the board of Magnolia Ministries. So I guess, Amanda, my first question is, what is Magnolia Ministry?
You know, Magnolia Ministries is a pretty new nonprofit organization. We founded in April of 2021. Our mission is just to meet individuals who are being exploited or trafficked. They're vulnerable and try to build a relationship with them, walk along them, and help them towards a path of safety and freedom from that exploitation.
So how big of a problem is sexual exploitation and human trafficking in Missouri?
Missouri, unfortunately, is ranked number 4 for trafficking. Yeah, there is about 27 million people who are affected by trafficking on an annual basis. And overall, nationwide, there's only about 600 beds available to victims of trafficking. And our primary goal is to create more access for victims here in mid-Missouri.
Okay. So does the ministry have a site, when you mentioned beds, where a victim of human trafficking can find refuge?
So right now, the closest site that has beds is Kansas City. Right now, that's our primary goal, is to start raising funds, apply for grants, and see where we can get funding so that we can build a house here in Mid-Missouri so that we've got a place of refuge for victims.
Yeah. Presumably, I mean, I'm just kind of assuming this, access to highways, major highways is one of the big issues. Kansas City, obviously, with I-35, I-70. How big of an issue is it in mid-Missouri as far as where might that be coming from?
We suspect a lot of it is out of the Columbia area. We've got access to Highway 70. A lot of major highways converge between our two cities. So, you know, it gives them easy areas.
Mm-hmm. Are your efforts targeted to helping those who are being sexually exploited or human trafficked, or preventing it?
A little bit of both. Our primary areas of work is education and prevention, you know, community speaking engagements, literature, and training the volunteers. We do some intervention. We do have a group of volunteers that have been trained that do meet women who are being exploited and trafficked through Mid-Missouri. So we don't disclose the locations just for safety's purposes, but we do have a team. Yeah. That does go out and meet with victims currently.
So how does a potential victim get in touch with your ministry?
We try very hard to start making relationships with these victims at places where they're comfortable. So a lot of them is at places of work.
Mm-hmm.
We try to share with them that we're available, but you really have to wait for them to come to you.
Yeah. So if you're a victim, how would you know how to get in touch with Magnolia Ministry?
Yeah, just word of mouth, our website. I currently attended my first unmet needs meeting with United Way. So trying to get our name out there to other organizations locally who may be able to push people our way.
So how large is your group at this point?
So I think we've got about 12 to 14 volunteers and a board of about 10. And we've got a few open seats on the board as well.
Okay. And then I presume you meet regularly?
Yeah. We have regular board meetings, and then our volunteers actually go out every week to locations where we've identified exploitation happening.
And so how often do you guys meet, and where do you meet?
Right now, we don't have our own office, so we're using Union Hill Baptist Church as one of our locations to meet, and we meet the third Monday of every other month.
So if someone wanted to join, to volunteer, to fill one of those, potentially those board seats, how would they go about reaching out to you?
We've got a website, magnoliaministries.org. They could, you know, get in touch with myself or Julie.
Okay. And we'll put some of that information in our show notes as well to help those who are listening perhaps catch up with you. So obviously, any ministry has needs financially, resources-wise. So what are some of the ways in which you're able to financially sustain your ministry?
We've got a couple of groups that help provide gifts or finances for the intervention work. So we keep those funds separate, and then we accept donations for the housing program that we've got, and that is a separate fund. We are doing our second annual yard sale. That's one way that we raise funds. And then for the first time, we are going to have a masquerade gala in May of 2025. So that gala will have a dinner, a silent auction, a live auction, and some opportunities to donate. And we are currently looking for our headline sponsors for that event as well.
All right. Well, let's talk about this rummage sale here on Saturday. What's the fundraiser? What's going to look like? Where'd you come up with the idea?
So we did one of these last year at Union Hill Baptist Church. It went over really well. You know, sometimes people don't want to have their own yard sales, but they don't want to donate their items to just anybody. So this was a great way that maybe they can't donate money to us, but they can donate their things.
Right.
And then we can turn around and we can offer them for sale. And then you're making a donation and you're getting something in return. So drop off donations from June 5th to the 7th at First United Methodist Church, the Monroe Street office entrance from 9 to 3. We'll also have volunteers there Friday evening setting up that they can donate their items to. And then shopping is Saturday from 8 to 2.
So what kind of goodies am I going to find if I go there?
Gently used household toys, clothing, anything except furniture.
Yeah. At great prices.
Yes. I mean, it's a pay what you say. So you only have to pay what you think is fair.
Last year, how many folks visited your sale? What kind of money did you raise?
I think we raised close to $1,600 last year. Yeah. And I didn't keep track of how many people that we served, but it was a pretty successful event.
So with that money, what were you able to do?
Most of that money went into our housing fund. And so it's still sitting there waiting for us to gain more funds to build our house for our victims.
One of the things for listeners when they're listening, how might I plug myself into this ministry if I'm interested? So what are some of the needs that if I'm listening to this podcast, that would be something that I could do?
Something very easy that everybody could do would be just to pray. Pray for the victims, pray for the volunteers in the ministry. You can also provide gifts of hygiene and essential items that we can give to the victims. You know, they often, once you take a victim out of a circumstance, they have nothing. They've lost a job. They've lost a home. They've been alienated from family and they have to start all over. So, you know, we need to be able to provide victims with just the basic human necessities.
Yeah.
So take it a step farther. If you're really interested, you can be a volunteer and we can provide you with some training and you can help us go out and meet face to face and try to assist these victims in getting back on their feet.
So obviously with any ministry, there has to be, you have to have a passion for why you're doing it. Why are you involved with Magnolia Ministry?
I have seen through friends firsthand what this can do to a person. And what's even worse is the stories of people who have lost loved ones and they don't know what's happened to them. They don't know where they've gone. And then being able to be reunited with them and found with them later it's heart-wrenching. And I have small children of my own. This is something that it just feels like you see it on TV, you see it in the news, but you don't know until it touches you how scary this is and how prevalent it is in the country.
Yeah. Well, again, for those who want to help, the first step is the rummage sale on Saturday. So what are the times and place again?
Yeah. Sale is on Saturday from 8 to 2 at First United Methodist Church on 201 Monroe Street. You can drop off your donations anytime this week from 9 to 3 and Friday evening as well.
All right. Check out our show notes. We'll have other opportunities of how you can connect with the ministry. And Amanda, we just thank you for stopping by today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.